whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 270. Today is Saturday, September 11, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Chris. Good morning, good evening. Sweetie, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I am okay. I'm doing okay. I'm good. First off, I just want to say that I know this is a big day especially for a lot of you guys over in the States. So, it's the 20th anniversary. I just want to send hugs and love to all of you guys. And just know that we think of you. And yeah, so I just wanted to start off with that first off. So hugs to you guys, and yeah.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to get Chris. You are amazing. Thank you.
I'm not done yet. Give me a second.
Well, we are going to get right smack started straight all into it. This is the WoW Challenges Fashion Show for 2021. I apologize. Normally we do this for the anniversary show. I've been slightly a little preoccupied with stuff going on, so I must admit that I was a little late with things. So yes. Anyway, we're doing it this week. so thank you. Thank you to those for indulging in my, I'd say, slackedness, but yeah, it's been a little busy, so that's why we're running a little behind on these things, but you get that. And thank you, Chris. Thank you. Hang on, where's my little heart? I've got my little heart. Hang on, I changed things around on my screen, so now I'm like, where is things? This one. There we go. That's for Chris.
No worries. I'm multitasking here with half a brain, so it's like, wait, did I click on everybody? Are we good?
That's okay, we're good. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Yeah, appreciate you so much. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. That's very sweet. All right. So let's go through the rules that we had set. And these are pretty much the same rules that we had last year. And it was, you know, it's just a little bit of fun. Something a little bit different to take out of the normal when you're playing WoW. We know a lot of people, you know, like to transmog and do things. And you can't, with a lot of the challenges, can't do actual transmog. But you have to get a little creative. So yeah, it's nice to see how creative that you guys can be. So what we've got is, all right, so the categories are, we've got Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2021. We've got the Grey White Edition. We've got the Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2021 Green Edition. And then we've got the Azeroth Emerging Challenger 2021. So the rules were no transmogging of gear allowed. So no account-wide use of any gear. All gear must be obtained by the tomb you are submitting and must be currently equipped from September 9th to the 11th, because we needed to verify. And we wanted to bring up the winner's armory pages to make sure that they were wearing the correct stuff. All gear must be equipped on a level 10 or above toon. And when you're submitting an entry for a particular category, make sure the tune you are using is gear appropriate. So obviously you don't want to be, you know, putting green gear on an Iron Man because you will red flag your tune. So, you know, that's the big thing, is just making sure that you're on the right tune and wearing the right gear. And then we said, if you want to write a short story and tell us about, you know, what the tune's wearing, how they came about this outfit. You know, we're all into stories. We love stories. So that was the big thing. Okay. All right. So we're going to start off. So bear with me because I have to click on things on my screen. And all right. So, first off, we had the Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2021. This is the grey-white edition. Alright, so, what did we have? Okay. Here we go. This is our entry. Is Fez entry and
Fairness.
Yes. All right. Tell us a little bit about. So, Wonderful Fair sent us through lots of little snippets of information. So, so what did she have to say?
I love this description, and I just read it. Fairness is a level 13 unemployed working man challenge wannabe. She never had a chance to join the challenger list. She doesn't have a lot of money, so this is a bit of a bargain outfit, with all but the cloak and shoulders being vendor items, but it suits her and her pet approves.
Very cute. I love the little story. That's beautiful.
She's a bargainista.
It's so cute. So cute. All right. Excellent. All right. So that was our entry for the gray white edition. So thank you, Fair. That's beautiful. She looks amazing. And I love your pussycat. What's your pussycat? What is Panther? What's its name? I like names.
I was just going to ask that.
We need names.
Liam.
Oh, that's very cute. He's super cute. All right. Well, thank you, Fed. That's amazing. Hang on. Where's my little? Here we go. There we go. That's awesome. Thank you. He's a good kitty.
He's a good kitty.
we like good kitties. Good kitties are good. All right. So yay. That's awesome. And I like that outfit. It looks super cute. And with the hair and the vines, it just looks cute. So very nice. Thank you. Okay. Now, next one, we've got a couple. Hang on, bear with me. I have to scroll. This is where we go. Is it going to do the right thing? Hopefully it should. All right. Okay. So, the next
scroll.
Next one is from Nisi. All right, what have we got? So this is if you want to have a look. I'll put that in here. This is Nisi's Soul Survivor. And Nisi didn't say anything. I'm assuming Soul Survivor is a live tune. I'm pretty sure she is live. So, yeah. So we do not want her compromised. Live Bloodthirsty. Thank you. I figured it was, but I just thought I'd double check. So, super cute. And it's Taryn. Look at her. She's very cute.
She's too busy killing things to tell us anything about her.
Yeah. And warding off the druids, I'm assuming, in Bastion, Nisi. Oh, they've been pains in the butts again, apparently. So, very super cute. Oh, God. Okay, yeah. There's obviously... Yes, they are. So, but really super super clute, super cute, looks amazing, very nice, love it, super, super cute. So thank you, Niecy, thank you. That's... And then we've got another entry. Hang on, I've got to scroll.
I think Fair needs to start writing for Fashion Magazine or something, because these are adorable.
And then we've got Fair's entry again. All right, so what have we got?
So this is, forgive me, Fair, if I say it wrong, Farron, a green man mage. She wore a green colored outfit last year, but wanted a new look and loves the detail on this pink robe. Yes, of course, she had her hair recolored to coordinate with it. She also loves the pretty staff, and best of all, I love this touch, the spectacles.
Super cute. But not only did she send one, if we scroll down a bit, there's another one.
Yes, because she's a bit vain, so she insisted on including another picture so you could see her from both sides.
It's so cute. So cute. I love the spectacles. It's just like, as a glasses wearer who has been wearing glasses for most of my life, it's super cute. So, the Toons have a mind. Absolutely, we do understand that. Toons do have minds of their own, even though, you know, we control them within a certain degree. Let me scroll back. There's the front side view. And I love that staff. The staff is really cute. Very, very cute. And let's go back to this one. Yeah. And I love the robe. The combination of that purpley pink with the green. It works. It really looks fantastic. And the hair to match. Well done. That is fantastic. So
very well done.
Thank you. All right. So hang on. Do another fireworks. So thank you, Fair and Niecy. That was amazing. Let's do that one. Yay. Bravo. All right. Okay. And then we had the Azeroth Emerging Challenger 2021. And look who we had. We had Fair again sent in a tune. And this tune is a very... This tune's been around for a while. All
right. Right? This is Ferristella. She was Fair's very first Iron Man ever, and until an unfortunate encounter with some Naga ice tombs in Zangarmarsh at level 61. She moved servers back in the day when there were limited spots per server after dying, but not a day or so before meeting those Naga, she found this very rare robe in Moonglade, and it has been her choice ever since. She tends not to go for a lot of adornment with it, just lets the robe speak for itself.
It's very, very cute. And I must admit, that is... let me click on... I'm just trying to think of what the robe is. I know the robe you're talking about, and I've got one on one of my characters back in the day. I got it somewhere. Yeah, would have been Moonglade. Yes. I know I've got one, like, on one tune, but I think it's on a bank tune or something. It's, yeah. It's gorgeous. I don't know how to say the second one. Formal... Dangui? Dangui? D-A-N-G-U-I? Is that right? I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, it's very cute. Very super cute. So... Thank you. Now, hang on. Let me play, because I want them to scroll.
Yes.
I want them to scroll through. So, I it's one of those things, like when you set up so stuff can scroll through, I had set it up to have like 5 minutes because I didn't know how long we were going to be talking about each and every one of them. So hence why I've like manually scrolling through them. But now I will drop that time down so then you guys can see all the pretty stuff. We might make it, what, 20 seconds? Let's do a 20 second.
Yeah, that way you can see them all.
Doing it live. As Aprilium would say. All right. Okay, let's see if that works. And by rights, it's supposed to scroll. Scroll, scroll, scroll. So, yes. Okay, well, thank you very much, lovely ladies. Do appreciate you taking the time to do that. Really do. That was amazing. Thank you. Chris and I have decided that, of course, you both get a prize. So we will contact you a bit later. And I just want to say again, thank you for taking the time and doing that. That was wonderful. So yeah, we'll contact you after to see what pet you'd like, and we will get that organized. So thank you. So hang on, where's my little heart?
Give you a little... Strangely enough, we know how to find these two.
It's something a bit different. It's something to have a bit of fun with, and we do appreciate when people take the effort to do that. We really do. So thank you both very much.
It's like trial of style, but for challenge tunes.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we can't, as a challenge tune, do trial of style. And I do love that concept that Blizzard had put into the game. I think it's, you know, it's a bit of fun.
Oh, I have so much fun with that. Oh, you have no idea.
It is good fun. So thank you, Barrett. Do appreciate that. All right. And as I said, we'll contact you after and get that sorted. So thank you. Okay, what did I just do? I just got rid of my screen. Anya, Lita, that's right. Got rid of the whole UI. That's fantastic. Okay.
We're just going to fly by the seat of our very dark.
Yes. All right. Weeks and wow. How's your week been? Or need I ask?
My wow. Let's see. I haven't seen wow hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have, I guess in the last, since we haven't been here, what, in 2 weeks? I got 4 mounts. So I...
Yay!
I got the green noodle from Corthia, the Covenant mount, the green noodle fox-looking thing.
Okay.
The rare. So I got that on my druid.
Nice.
I got... the Fallen Charger.
Such a pretty one. Love that. Love that one. It's very cute.
So, Dee and I have soloed it twice. Well, two-manned it twice now. Now, because I'm a bear and he is a boom chicken healer.
Yep.
So, it takes us like probably 20 minutes to kill it, just the two of us.
It's a big.
The first time,
it's a big fight.
We were in an invasion. It dropped literally on our heads. And I died like 4 times the first time, kept running back to my corpse. He's still alive. We got it for him. Then we were doing the next invasion and it ran right through where we were, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'm pulling it. So I grab it, and it was us two, and I think it was a demon hunter who finally ended up coming. Another 20 minute fight. It was insanely long, like so many convokes. Like 10 convokes it takes me, because it's a 2 minute cooldown.
Yeah.
But I got them out.
And nice.
So I got that one, and then I got a mount from the Salt Cache.
Okay.
And then nice. I was over, of all things, in Revendreth on my pallet. No, on football, my DK.
Nice.
And
good spot.
The World Gorger rare goes off.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I finished the quest I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fine. I'm like, oh, because I was doing the ramp, run the ramparts. Hate that quest, by the way. Hate that quest with a passion.
Yes.
Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
So I finished that, and I'm like, fine. I'll just go see if he's up. I get over, I literally get two hits in, and the mount, the quest to start the mount drops. So in 7 days after I, because you have to go over and like get these plants and feed the gorger for 7 days. It's like mainly on Korthia. Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
I went over and in 7 days I'll have another mount. So
yay!
I didn't get to play a lot of WoW, but I got a lot of mounts.
You did really well. That's amazing.
I will take that all day.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, we often know that when it comes to things that we love to collect or we want in-game, sometimes it can be years, years on years, even into double-digit years.
Yeah.
Certain mounts.
I saw the Headless Horseman mount.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is coming. Which
yes.
is coming.
It is next month. How exciting is that? It's how many sleeps away?
I'll find out how exciting it is after I've taken like 25 tunes through it every single day for however long and still don't have them out.
Yeah. You get it this year. I got a good vibe.
I hope so.
Whew, yes, absolutely. Well, congratulations. That's amazing. So happy for you. They are wonderful. It's so good to see someone's getting some mounts. So yay. And
yay.
The Fallen Charger, I mean, I know as a challenge tune, you do not want to be in the mall. But if you're taking a normal tune and that Fallen Charger pops up, because it's normally a count wide, a zone wide that's like Fallen Charger is on its way or something. There's a specific thing.
Yes.
It's, yeah, it, you need quite like a few people to be taking it down, but it is a good, like I, it's a nice, if you like horses or, you know, pretty things, it's one of those. So have,
right. It's like
have
Invincible
fun.
On steroids, but in gold.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very cute. So, so if you get a chance, absolutely. So, that's,
and it hits
that's
like
cool.
a truck.
And it does, yeah, it does. I think I was the only horde when I got it. It was, there was about 10 Alliance and little old hoardy me.
Yes.
And I don't know how many drop. How many, like, what the chance drop rate is, but I opened my bag and I'm like, oh, I got a mount. Sweet. And
it is pretty tiny.
And I noticed that there was, like, Alliance that were I'm interpreting, but there were, they obviously didn't get the mount. So I'm wondering, does only one mount drop and I got the mount, or if there's a couple? So, yeah, so I was kind of like, yay me. I got the mount. That's awesome.
Definitely.
So, yeah. All right. My couple of weeks, because last week was Father's Day, which, again, you know, happy Father's Day to everyone for last week. We didn't have a show. We had a lovely day with Dad. You know, I made breakfast.
Who made breakfast?
Yeah, me. So, yeah, we did a whole, you know, thing where we made a really nice breakfast. And then we did sausage sizzle lunch, which is, I don't know if you guys call them sausage sizzles. Doesn't sound familiar.
I don't know, but it sounds delicious.
It's okay. We have a hardware chain over here called Bunnings. I don't know if that is something that is you guys would be familiar with, but it's a very very big hardware chain. You go there for all, like my father. If he does not go to Bunnings at least 3 to 5 times a week, I think he starts to go a little stir crazy. He'll go down there to get like screws or nails. He has got a shed full of stuff. But no, he just won't have the right size nail, so off he goes. I personally, I don't care, because I'm like, yeah, sure, Dad, go. Mum's like, Evan, you've got enough stuff in the shed. And Dad's like, I haven't got the right one. And it's like, okay. So, so Bunnings has every, it's normally, I'm going to say every Saturday, might be Sundays, but a lot of times there's like charity organizations, like sporting groups go and set up, they have a tent set up outside and they do what we call a sausage sizzle. So they cook up a heap of sausages. There's normally also cooked onion. And all they do, you have a piece of bread. They normally have, I think it's normally white bread, or I think sometimes there is wholemeal or multigrain. I can't remember. Mostly it's white because it's just cheap and it's normally a couple of dollars. So they just put the sausage on the bread. If you want onions, you put that on it, and normally they've got like tomato sauce or barbecue sauce or mustard, and that's it. And you normally pay like $2. So whatever money goes towards the sporting group, and that can help them, you know, get stuff for the kids and for the teams and
so
that kind
like
of thing.
So it's like a hot dog cart.
Very, very similar, yes. But, you know, that kind of thing.
With sausage and bread. Okay, and the second part of the problem was I thought you said the hardware chain was called Bunnies. And I'm like, who names a hardware chain Bunnies? This is a manly bunny. Bunnings.
Bunnings.
Now I get it.
Bunnings, like, yeah.
No, ours is called Home Depot. We don't go after bunnies. Bunnings.
Yes, Bunnings would be very similar to your Home Depot. So, yes, it would, from what I've seen.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Not a rabbit.
So, not a rabbit. Not a rabbit, no. But, yeah, that's what they normally do. So, last week for Father's Day, for lunch, Execute and I did up that for the family. So we just had, you know, like this simple, but I know Mum and Dad really love, you know, because it's just simple, it's easy, and it's a little bit of fun. Every time I, you know, I take it upstairs and I give it to Dad, and Dad's like, sausage sizzle. And I'm like, yes, Dad, here we go. You know, so he.
That's adorable.
Yeah, so he enjoyed it. So, hence, that's why it was no show last week. So, just celebrating that kind of stuff. All right. Let's go. We do have some news. Not much, but we do. Let me play the bumper.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
There we go. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right. So we've got Harvest Festival begins September 17th. It is that time again. Like, why? We are nearly halfway through September.
We blinked.
It is, yeah. It is crazy. Crazy. Hey, Mrs. Rakuru. Thank you. And Chris. You're amazing.
What?
Thank you.
What?
Thank you. That's very sweet. So welcome. Welcome in. Thank you very much for coming and enjoying. Hope you enjoy your stay. All of that. There you are. That's the only news I've got for this week. If I've missed anything, oh well, we'll talk about it next week. So, yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah, you get that. You get that.
You're like, oh, it's Chris and Lita. It's either going to be super long or shortest show ever.
Yeah. Exactly. However, we have got quite a bit chit chat, so let's play the bumper. Where is he? Here.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
And the goblin. We love the goblin. Alrighty. So we have got where's the other bumper? It's one bumper, then two bumpers. Here we go.
Azzy's pun.
Gets me every time. All right, what have we got from Azzy's pun vault?
We have got, what's the worst part about eating a tiny Wookiee? It's a little chewy. I heard it so hard when I read that the first time, and then I had to read it again because I'm like, I'm gonna laugh in the middle of it.
And again,
super cute.
I kind of, when you started reading that saying about the Wookiee, I'm like, I know where this is going. I remember this. She nodded, never. We know.
Never.
We know. I must.
Don't nort.
I was going to say, I don't know how I can get my, I did actually put one in for your knot, but it's not there. Where's the one that I've got? I have got a Chris knot. Here we go.
It sounds so like a pig. It just cracks me up.
That was when I got, like, I think that was a couple of months ago. I was, like, the really good one, because sometimes I just miss, like, either side. It was, like, the full knot, and I was like, oh, I gotta cut that one, because, you know, that was good. All right. Now, we have got one from Dave. So, Dave said, no matter how much you push the envelope, it'll still be stationary.
I like Dave.
Thank you, Dave. That is very true. That is very true. It is still stationary. Nice. Oh, alrighty. Thank you both, Aziz and Dave. That's awesome. We do love them. Alright. We have got a question. I think let's, we also have, I thought I had a pussycat somewhere. No, he's gone. I thought I had. It was somewhere down there, but it looks like he's walked away. Okay. We have got a question.
We have. I was too busy thinking you said biscuit. Apparently, I have no hearing today. I'm like, why is she looking on the floor for a biscuit? I worked a lot. We have from Nefuri. Hi there. Just wanted to make sure for the Iron Man challenge. I can't put in talent points, but I can choose the spec. I.e. Frost, Fire, Arcane? Or do I need to play without a specialization? Answer came from Fair. It says, you are correct. No talent points are allowed, but you may choose a spec and can change it at will. And then Nefuri also asked, just another question. Can I put in auctions for earning some gold? I actually need it for my writing. Not sure if auctioning is allowed or if I'm getting flagged. Don't want to risk it, though. And Zaya answered this one, saying using the auction house for selling, buying stuff is allowed. Just make sure you only equip allowed items.
Exactly. Exactly. And the last thing we want is, you know, again, we have, don't forget, we've got the rules, we've got the FAQ. There is a lot of information up on the website, but if you are unsure, the best thing to do is don't do anything. Send a message, whether that's through Twitter or Facebook or Discord, because as we know, and it has happened in the past, sometimes when you think that you're doing the right thing and you're not sure and you go and do it, it could be something that could flag your character. So, you know, if in doubt, be patient, ask the question. We would much rather ask a question and make sure that you, you know, don't get flagged. So, thank you for that. All right. From Kat, we have, are Irons allowed to use the Darkmoon Fair buff? Now, this is from Nisi. She said, no XP buffs or Darkmoon Fair buffs. Only buffs allowed would be if it's part of your spellbook or it's a zone-wide or world buff that you cannot click off, which is exactly right. So, no riding the Ferris wheel thing at Darkmoon Fair to get the Wii buff. Wii buff is not allowed for a challenge tune. For a normal tune, absolutely. But for a challenge tune, no. Big no-no. All right. What else have we got?
So along the lines of buffs, Miss Dave asked, so the time walking experience buff is fine. Answer from Nisi was, the only thing the text states on that is rep gains from combat and quests increased by 50%. And that can't be removed. It's a worldwide buff. Also, challengers are not allowed to do dungeons unless you are a 5-man team.
Unless you're a team, yeah. Absolutely. And even then, I'm going to say we never had a team that big that got up to doing dungeons from memory. I know we had a team The team that I had with Nisi and Five and Stone, there was only the four of us. We never got around to getting to a dungeon. I still think we were did we make level 10? I think we were level 12 or something. But yeah, we never got around to doing that. But again, you know, if you want to try something, it's just, yeah, it would be fun to try. Maybe 14 at most. Yeah, I'm going to say it was low teens. I'm pretty sure it was low teens. And Mrs. Rock Guru is correct. There is a roller coaster there. No riding the roller coaster. That gives you the wee buff as well. I must admit, you know how much I love Dark Moon Fair. Love Dark Moon Fair. If I could live at Dark Moon Fair, I would. All my toons would have their hearth just there. I would be happy if they just had an inn. Dark Moon Fair time, everyone's there. The rest of the time, no one's there. Just have an inn empty. I could walk around the island all by myself and have nobody else there. It's kind of cool. I think it's, you know,
beware the bunnies.
It would be fun. Exactly. But, you know, it's just one of those places. I just love those places. Would be fun. But not for every single challenge, obviously. Bloodthirsties. So much no. Anyway.
So much no.
Yes. Alright, where am I up to? Okay, we have another question. So, from Wall Bears. What a great name. Just started a pacifist run. Was wondering. In the rules, it states that you cannot have outside help, like trading yourself items. However, it doesn't mean tune the AH. Using the AH? Maybe that's it. Is using the AH allowed on a pacifist? Tune selling herbs and whatnot. Yes. Yes, that's how the pacifists make money.
Yes, please.
AH is fantastic for low-level herbs. Just saying. And Nisi answered, you are allowed to use the AH selling ordinary and herbs. You've gathered is
or,
allowed.
I think. Or.
Or. Okay, yes. Fantastic for pacifists, because as we know, you're not killing anything, so money can be a little bit hard to come in. Dailies and Stormwind and Thunderbluff, fantastic once you get high enough on your levels and with your, you know, fishing and cooking and that, but it does take a little bit, so it's a good way. It's a good way if you, you know, Peace Bloom. I can't remember low levels, which ones, but I know I used to sell like heaps on Passy Leader, on my Night Elf Rogue. You know, she's like in six digits because I would just sell stuff. And low level herbs always went really, really well. So, okay. We've got Festus. Just a reminder to pacifists, you do not need to get any level in a profession before doing the monthly quest. Level 1 fishing is fine, for example. That's at Dark Moon Fair. There's no level requirement. So whereas it used to be, 75? You had to have 75 skill points, so, which is, again, fantastic. Tiber says that would be awesome to walk around the empty fairground. I know. I just would be, you know, even if you could ride the carousel, not get the wee buff, I'm completely fine with that. I would just like to ride the carousel at times. That's what I was going to say. Roller coaster is not good. I've ridden the roller coaster once, and that was to say that I've done it, but because I get vertigo and motion sickness. It's not good.
Now I can't ride the carousel because I can't spin. I could do that roller coaster all day long, and I am fine. But I see anything spinning, and oh, good Lord, please pray I did not eat lunch, because I will start feeling ill.
Well, I've done the... I cannot do carousel from first point. I can't do first point. The first person point of view. Like, if you've ever seen me stream, I normally have my camera quite a ways because I need to see, like, the surrounding. Because if I am in too close, it does throw my vertigo because it's a whole vision thing. The roller coaster...
Get to the next zone? Yeah.
Is not good. It's like the same with me hopping on a boat. Like, if I get on a boat, I'm not good. So, you know, it's that whole thing. But on a carousel, because I'm not, like, I can scroll back to see everything going around, I'm fine. But on the roller coaster, I can't do it. I've tried changing angles and all sorts of things, and, you know, it doesn't work. Chris, you are... You know, I love you,
well,
don't you?
I'll go take care. I will keep the beautiful roller coaster for me. You can go do the spin of death, and all the rides will be used.
And you know what is funny? You know when you do the cannon one? It took me a little bit to do the cannon one. Obviously, be very careful on the challenge stone. I have fallen to my death from that. Not on a challenge stone, but I have nearly died on one. Because I'll go do this. She'll be fine. And it misfired, and I fell into the tree. And I took a fair bit of damage. I did not die, but I did take a fair bit of damage. So, yeah. So, just, again, just be very careful with, you know, where you're going and whatnot. So, okay. That was... And that's completely derailed and gone off to something. But, anyway, the question was about the pacifist. And, yes, auction house. You can auction house stuff. That is fine. Sell your herbs. Sell your ore. Have fun. Make some money, etc. Fantastic. All right. Okay. We've got another question. We've got so many questions this week. All right. Who have we got?
We do. Archdame asked, Bloodthirsty Challenge. Somehow I got 5 dailies and yellow flagged. What does yellow flag mean? Does that mean I have to start again? I know red flag is dead, but don't see what the yellow flag means. Answer came from our queen of the bloodthirsty, Nisi. A yellow flag indicates that your run was not a clean run according to the rules. Our green flag runs get celebrated should your character make it to max level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like anything, you know, there are, with some of the challenges, if you get yellow, sometimes you can kill enough that it will go one way or the other, but there are certainly challenges that once you've got that yellow flag, that's it. Like, there is no getting rid of it. So be careful, you know, watch what you're doing. We know with Bloodthirsty there are places that you have to be really careful with, you know, with those zone wide what do you call it, like, bonus objectives that you could start killing in one place and just be killing mobs, and then a bonus objective will pop up, you know, all of that kind of thing. Need to be careful of. Also, it's completely gone. I had something go through my head. I was like, yes, say about that, but it's gone. What's needs to say? Yellow for kills, I believe, is the only one a player can attempt to fix. That's normally, except for pacifist, yeah, because you... Well, as we know, for a lot of us, especially for pacifists, if that becomes yellow, it's like, nah, you're done.
Yellow is dead.
It's, yeah, there's just, it's green, red, there's no in-between. So, you know, that's one of the things. But, yeah, no, completely forgot the point I was going to make, so... Okay. Maybe it might pop back up. We'll see. All right, and we've got one more. This is from Iron Brew Asked, and I think this was on the forum. So I see a couple of posts that suggest getting to level 51 or 52. Do the mobs in the intro more not scale with level? Zaya answered this. No, they don't scale the first time you go through. You can Heaven Hearth out. The portal in Stormwind will get you to the quest hub active when you left. Okay. All right. I've not done it. I know that they said that with the changes that some people have been able to take some of their tunes through. Fair did last week. No, sorry, we missed last week. The week before had taken... I know that Fair and Stir and Zaya have all taken tunes through. Not sure if Nisi has 2 weeks ago. Yeah. On PTR, the skip is looking promising. Yeah. We still got much to test. Not tried it yet. Yeah. So, you know, there is... the look of that skip is coming for 9.1.5, if I got the number right. It's, you know, it's something that we need to test out to see. And once again, as we know with testing, sometimes you're testing things and you're like, oh dear Lord, this is not going to be good. And what actually goes live can be different. And you go, yay, things look promising. So we will see. Again, anyone who is on PTR that is testing stuff and wants to give some feedback and let us know how you're doing, please, look, send us through some information. We like to get different people's perspectives. So if you want to do that, you know, send it through to podcast@wildchallenges.com. That's to me for the show. That's fine. I'm happy to, you know, read through and get different perspective from people. So, yeah. Vess says, the more mobs do not scale. Okay. Well, that's good. That does help. So yeah. So again, you know, there is lots of different things. But thank you everyone for the questions. That's fantastic. That's lots of stuff, which means lots of people out there, having fun with the challenges. So yay. Yay, yay. Well done. Okay. My God, shortest show ever. Could be, Chris.
I think we might have had one that was close to like half an hour.
Could have been.
We were fast.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, any other questions from the chat room? I'm just going to... We'll just do a little anything I missed. Pop it in here. We will do the thank yous to the Iron Elites. And again, thank you. Let's just do the thank yous and we'll see if there's anything else from the chat room. So, darling, can you do that for me, please?
Absolutely. For all the Iron Elite, thank you so much. Truly appreciate your support.
We do.
Cannot do it without you. Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazden, Chris, Laren, every time. I feel so bad I can't say people's
names.
Laren? I do have a speech impediment. Laren Ramar, we'll go with that. Lita, Mr. Brighto One, Merce Charming, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Thank you, guys. And again, I have to say a huge, huge thank you, Chris. Because seriously, the gifting of those subs was just amazing. So thank you and welcome to our new subs. So thank you. But Chris, seriously,
what?
Woman,
what?
You are damn fine.
What? It's September.
Yeah. We appreciate you so much. So thank you. It's very, very sweet. So thank you very much for that. Okay, so Rod says, why does a level 1 tune start with one quest without doing anything? It's probably, I don't know. Count-wide? Probably account-wide credit. Yeah, that's what Stir said. Maybe it's one of those things that, you know, also when you create the tune and Blizzard's like, well, you just created a tune, so you've kind of done a quest. So one There we go. So, I don't know. I'm going to say count wide, yeah, which is probably that. All right. Now, to Stir and myself, want to thank our awesome, wonderful, amazing, terrific... I can't think of any more words that say all of that, but to our mods who are, they are truly amazing. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zai, thank you guys so much for the things that you do. You are muchly and greatly appreciated by me, so thank you for that. To our Code Wardens, thank you. And to everyone who's been here today for our cute little fashion show, thanks guys for popping in and being with us. We do appreciate the time that you've come across to do that. Now, we will be back next week, which will be September. Words are hard.
They are awful.
I've had three coffees today. You would think that the brain would be working, but it's obviously not. So,
bada bing.
Yeah, you get that. So for, hang on, where are, let me get, oh, did it again. Just got rid of the UI. Oh, I tell you, seriously, Lito, what are you doing?
September 18th, everybody. September 18th.
September 18th, that's right. So we will be back Saturday, September 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is our standard time that we do all the things. I am super excited because not only do I get to have one guest next week, I get to have two guests next week. And it's been a while since I've spoken to both of them, but I'm having both of them come together because I can't remember. I think it was Dave that said that him and Tiber have known each other for like 30 plus years. And it was like, you know what? We need to have a chat.
That'll be fun.
So very excited. So we have got Dave and Tiber next week coming to have a chat, and I want stories. I just want to hear their stories. So they've been friends for a very long time, which is amazing. So super excited about that. So Chris, can you tell me and everyone where people can find you?
Like, you know where to find me.
I know.
Twitter, it's Chris W. Discord, Chris W. That's about it.
Or on Lita's desk.
Or on Lita's desk as Nort.
As Nort. As Chris Nort. Oh, hang on. My cute little...
Yeah, that was my presence at her wedding.
That's it.
The
there
Chris
we go.
Shark.
That's it. Okay. I don't think I can... Oh, damn it. The sound alerts thing that I had set up. I don't think I can go in and change it. I wonder if I can. Hang on. I'm going to do something. Let's just do this. I'm going to see if this works. Yeah. Let's go in. Because I had stuff set up, but obviously it didn't come through. So I don't know where the things are, which I'm really disappointed about, because I had stuff like, can you hear this one if I play it?
Oh my god, that is awesome.
So I had obviously I hadn't set it up properly, but that's not the only thing I had. I also, because I knew you were coming on today, so I
that
also had this one.
Through?
It's not coming through?
I don't know. Could you guys hear it? What was it? Oh, Chris entrance music. I already know what it is. Demon Jaws. That used to be my... So every time, the first time I would talk in Paradin's stream, we used to have sound alerts, and it was a channel point reward. So of course I had the theme of Jaws, and so I go in one day and he's sitting there outside of, what is that town? The one that went underwater.
Therum. Menethil? Menethil Harbor?
Yes. Menethil? Yes. I think. He's fighting sharks, and then I came in and I typed something, and then so the Jaws thing went off, and he's sitting there killing sharks. It was so good. But yes, every single time I would get in stream, very first thing I said, that was my theme music.
Nice.
We had to quit using it because, you know, copyright.
Yeah. Well,
but that is brilliant.
My audio decided that the awesomeness was too much and it went robot-y. Well, I don't know. These ones come through on Twitch for the sound alert. So as far as they should be approved to be used. So if Twitch is, doing them, I was like, sweet, I'm gonna play them. So I had set them up. And then I also... what else? I also had this one because I thought this was hilarious. Because it was like, encouraging you as challenge shoes, let's go level up. So it's the ding. It was so cute. So yeah. And then, of course, I had to get this one. So this is Leda playing at night when she's tired. So obviously I didn't. Gotta have that one. Gotta have Leroy. So yeah, that's. So I may have done some stuff, but I don't know. I obviously haven't done it properly to setting up. Anyway, you get that. It'll give me something to sit through and try and figure out again.
Yes.
Hunted Death. Well, sir, you get me the audio and I will upload. That's fine. I have got capabilities to upload my own sound bites. But again, I obviously need to set it up properly, which I haven't done. Don't jump, John. No, I don't think I've got that one. I think Stone had that one. I can't remember. This is, sorry, Feridun, but that was so funny. Leroy, it's just, yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, yeah, we've got to have that one, because that's just hilarious. Anyway, alright, so where you can find us. Anyway, we are at wowchallenges.com. That is the website. You will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels is there. If you want to listen and download the podcast, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Don't forget, if you want to contact the show, whether you want to send, if you're doing some PTR testing, you want to ask a question, got pun or a joke or advice, any of that stuff, please send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can also find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. All right, I think we have covered all the things. So,
all the things.
Yeah. All right, and again, I just wanted to say again to Nisi and Fair, thank you very much for taking the time to be part of the fashion show. We do really appreciate it. So, hearts to you both. We will contact you after the show. Give me time to do the editing, but we will do that, and we'll get that prizes sorted for you guys. And other than that, as I said, we will be back next week with Tiber and Dave. So excited. Can't wait. Hey. All right. Last thank yous. What have we got?
We would like to thank Mr. Bright 01 for the intro that still makes me giggle no matter how many times I hear it in Niecy's Flowers. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01.
Absolutely, and we do appreciate Ross doing that. Now, I did want to also say that we know that we lost a very awesome and wonderful friend, Epic Sanity, a couple weeks ago. So I have decided that in honor of him, definitely for the rest of the year, because obviously it's 2021, that we will be playing his outro. And he's been a good and wonderful friend to me and to the show, and it's my way of, one of the ways to honor him and his memory and his legacy. And I don't want to get teary, but I will miss him very much.
Too late, Lily.
Yeah. So we're going to play the outro, which is epic, and we do love and appreciate him, and we're going to miss him a lot. And I'll probably say this every week, but you know what? It's my show. I can do what I want. So, yeah. So,
absolutely.
Thank you guys all for being here. Thank you, Chris, for the wonderful subs. Do appreciate you too, woman. You are amazing. To chat room, guys, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's play the outro. We will see you next week. Hearts to you all. Be safe. Have fun. All of those things. Appreciate you guys. See you next week.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.